Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn in the Scriptures to the book of Matthew, Matthew 16. We began last week on a new series, and we were excited about it. Did you remember? We were, we were stirred up and still are. Matthew 16 and 16. Simon Peter answered, well, Jesus had asked him, who do you say that I am? Verse 15, Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, this is about as important as it gets. Who people say and believe that he is. Well, I believe he's a good man that taught some good things that we can all learn from. If that's all you believe, you're lost. I would believe he was a prophet that showed us a way, and there are many ways, and if that's all you believe, you're lost. Jesus is the one. Come on now, can I get a witness? He is the one. He is the Christ, the anointed Son of God, amen. The, yes, born of a virgin. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Miraculous conception,
yes,
miraculous birth,
yes.
Sinless life,
yes, amen.
Spotless, sinless blood,
yes,
that he shed for us.
Yes.
He's raised from the dead.
Yes.
There is no body of Jesus anywhere on the earth. That body has been raised, that physical body has been raised from the dead and is now seated at the right hand of God the Creator. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He is the Son of God, the head of the church. And what you believe about him means the difference for you between heaven and hell. Lost and saved. Doesn't get more serious than this. Who do you say that he is? Everybody said out loud, I say.
I say.
He is the Christ.
He is the Christ.
The Son of the living God.
The Son of the living God.
The Messiah.
The Messiah.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Redeemer.
My Redeemer.
He is. My Lord.
My Lord.
Amen. That's what I say. Is that what you say? Well, Jesus went on to say, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. My Father, which is in heaven, revealed what revelation? That he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The. Nobody else is the prophet. No man or woman is the apostle. If they are an apostle, it's an.
Yes, sir.
If they are a prophet, it's a. Yeah. A prophet, not the. If they a pastor, not the pastor.
Amen.
There's nobody who's the pastor to the church,
yes,
except him.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Nobody that's the evangelist,
amen,
to the world except him.
That's right. Amen.
Right? Nobody who's the teacher. If you're a teacher, you're a teacher. Only one, the teacher. He said, verse 18, and I say to you, you are Peter, a little rock, but upon this rock, this massive foundation rock. What rock? Well, 1 Corinthians refers to Christ as the rock. How many understand Peter is not the rock? He's a rock. A rock, but not the rock that the church is built on.
Amen.
Absolutely not. Jesus is the rock. He said, on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Against what? The church that he's building. So we began last week a new series we're calling The Church. And I'm excited about it. I have, a deep excitement about this. I feel like this is going to affect our lives from now on. I think it's going to be an entry into my next phase of ministry. And if I'm called to it, you called to it. Right? You're my family? All right. And the more I'm just beginning to break the ice in this in my own personal life, you think you know something about something till the Lord starts teaching you about it. And then you go, ooh, wow, didn't know anything. And what I am beginning to see is how important this is to him.
Yes.
What a priority this is to him. And whatever is his priority ought to be our priority. And so Jesus said, on this rock, which is him, himself, who's going to do it? Jesus said, I will build my church. How many believe when Jesus says something like that? Just look for it. Is he doing it?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
You know why you're here?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of out sleeping it off somewhere? Huh? Why are you saved? Why is your name in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Yes.
Because you are one of those living stones that God took. Hallelujah. And has sealed into place in his building that he's building by the Holy Spirit. This edifice, this permanent dwelling place for God. Oh my, my. This is eternal what's going on here, and you're a part of it, and I'm a part of it. And every time you see unsaved people, you ought to think, building materials. Building material. We're working on a building here. The Lord's building something here. And what happens? What's going to happen when the last living stone is sealed into place by the Holy Spirit? Glory be to God. He's going to come. It's going to happen. Sure as you're sitting here, it's going to happen. We don't know how close we are to that. We know there's a lot of building materials left. There's a lot of building materials. And we know this building he's building is great. It is big. The temple that God used Solomon to build was a type of this. And he said this temple for the Lord must be exceeding magnifical. And what God is building is exceeding magnificent. You're part of it.
Yes.
I'm part of it.
Thank you, Lord.
And will be for eternity.
Amen.
We will forever be known as the church. Forever. Forever. No matter what else God ever does in the future. And we don't know what he's going to do. We know a little bit. What he's going to do in the eons to come. But I know this, no matter who else will ever be around, angel or created being, our planet, our solar system, our cosmos, whatever, you and I are going to be the church. And we will be with him and live with him personally forever. My. Well, I know we haven't realized how privileged we are. far above being an angel. The Bible says we, the church, will judge the angels. He's grooming us right now. I know you may not look like and feel like it always, but he's grooming you to rule and reign with him as a priest of God and as a king over his eternal kingdom. You and I are going to govern cities. See, that hadn't been real to us, has it? You know how quiet it gets when you say something like that? Have you read your Bible? That's too quiet, guys. No, Brother Keith, I'm going to heaven and I'm going to sit on a harp. Sit on a cloud. Not sit on the harp. Maybe sit on the harp too. I don't know. I'm going to sit on a cloud and play my harp. Well, I guess if you want to, you could do that, but you're going to have a lot more to do than that. There's going to be activity. God's got a kingdom. And his church is the government and the rulers in his kingdom. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How privileged we are. How blessed we are to be the church, which is to be the chosen. The chosen. Now, what is the church? I want us to go further into this today. What is the church? Now, we said literally the word means, the word ecclesia, it means a gathering or an assembly. Those who are gathered together, this is a good term, those who are called together. Everybody say called together. And the reason why this is a church this morning is because we're all here together. We can't all stay home. Did you hear me? And be a church. We're called and we answered the call. Many are called. But what? Few are chosen. Why? Well, not everybody answers the call or responds to the call, and the Lord knew beforehand who would answer the call and who wouldn't. Yes, sir. And you may not understand all that, and you don't have to. But all you need to know is come when he calls. Yeah. Right? And if you'll come when he calls, you'll be the chosen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me